All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, we are talking about sex addiction, real or false? Okay. The title of the episode is sex addiction real or an excuse? And I love it. I love the way that that was termed, because when sex addiction is thrown around as a reason why someone is hurting you, that is completely unacceptable. I totally understand this question and the amount of anger, resistance, and resentment that a betrayed partner builds up around even the word sexual addiction or sexual compulsivity. Okay. I honor it. I get it. I understand it. I am also somebody who for the past, two decades plus has worked with recovering addicts. So people recovering from sexual addiction and compulsivity. So do I think it's real? I know it is. I don't think it is. I know it is. How do I know that? I know the anatomy of a disease. I understand addiction. Addiction is a pathological relationship to a mood-altering behavior that has life-damaging consequences. And the disease is progressive, it is pervasive, and it can be tracked from its origin and the tolerance that has built up over time to take individuals to a place that they never wanted to go and never dreamt they could reach. Okay. And so I am coming from that place who does understand sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity. I understand it because I've treated it. And I have seen people shift through a lot of really hard work and vulnerability. I have seen them shift into a place of awareness and empathy and care and concern and compassion for their partners. I have seen them become a partner to their partners. I have seen them shift into recovery in a way that their partner is able to see their authentic self, who they really are. What are their strengths? Yes, are their weaknesses? Because they're going to have those too. But I have seen partners meet each other for the first time. I've seen them fall in love with each other. And I've also seen them meet each other for the first time and be like, you know what? Thank you so much for the work you've put into this recovery process. And we are not going to be compatible. Both of those are amazing insights that heal lives. So I have seen people heal, both betrayed partners and recovering addicts. So is it real? 100%, it is real. Is it used as an excuse to manipulate and gaslight and minimize the impact on you? Yes, that's true too. And so I just wanted to come at it from that perspective because I understand why it is hard to believe them, especially when it is being used as this bargaining chip, especially when they use it as an excuse to shift into the victim role. Okay, we are going to talk more and more about this tendency as we move through season 7. But I want you to understand there is a reason that you doubt that sexual addiction is what you're dealing with. So the question is, how do you start to recognize that there is an addiction in your home? And a big part of it is that pattern of deception. Now, also, narcissists use a pattern of deception that is very similar, okay? And I just need to tell you, and we go much deeper into it later in the season when we talk about narcissism, but if somebody is in active addiction, that pattern of deception, that cycle of deception, absolutely mimics narcissism. But you could never diagnose somebody with narcissism or any type of mental health disorder until someone had a year, 12 months, 18 months, maybe, completely abstinent from acting out behaviors and working a recovery program. Okay. So I just need to say that we need to start with understanding and noticing when an addiction is in our home. Okay. And so when you start to feel like you're taking crazy pills, okay, or when you're in contact with this person, you're walking on eggshells, all right, you know that betrayal is happening. Whether it's sexual addiction or not, you know that there is a pattern of deception, which is most likely addiction, but could also be a personality disorder. Okay. Yes, a recovery process is required to tease that out and figure out which one is which. But I just need you to know that you are not crazy. You are not losing your mind. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. It is problematic when you can't express needs, when you can't trust that those needs will be met, when you can't have an honest conversation about fidelity. In, you know, sexual fidelity, but also financial fidelity, all the types of fidelity that is required in a romantic partnership, an intimate partnership. So that is so freaking important to understand that if that is happening, there is a problem and it does need to be addressed. And here's the kind of caveat is it can't be you that addresses it, right? The person that is creating the cycle of deception has got to be willing to do their work. And if they are not willing to do their work, you will need to move into a therapeutic separation. We're going to talk more and more about therapeutic separation, what that looks like, what it entails, and what it means, and what it is in the spirit of, because it's not in the spirit of punishment, and it is not in the spirit of even divorce or long-term separation. It is an opportunity for people to heal and to get into their wise mind, engage their frontal lobe and make good, clear-headed decisions about the next steps of their life. Okay. So all of that to say, you're not crazy. There's nothing wrong with you. The other thing is that if energy is not going into the relationship the way that it is going into other people, places, or things, okay, if we're talking about sexual addiction, it's going into other people. It might be going into pornography, okay? Their devices, they have this real close relationship with their phone. Yeah. So things like that that you start to notice, if there is more energy and care, perhaps, going into those things and not into you, not into the relationship, then it's cause for pause. Is it not? It is cause for pause. And then you want to engage your partner and see, are they receptive to that? Because if they are not, if they minimize it, if they rationalize it, if they downplay it, or if they do the reverse victim where all of a sudden they're the ones being attacked by you, then we've got a problem. Okay, so these are some of the ways, just a few of the ways that you might notice that sexual compulsivity is part of your relationship, and there is no room for you in it. I am here to say there is no room for you if somebody is active in any type of addiction, sexual compulsivity being one of them. And that is painful. And part of you is starting to recognize that. Okay. Another thing, and we talk about this more also this season, but another thing is recognizing your anxiety. Are you shifting into hyper awareness and hyper vigilance more often around your partner's behaviors? Are you starting to do safety seeking? So, are you starting to check behind them or look in their phone or to do things that clearly communicate to you that trust has been lost? Okay. Because guess what? If you really felt like you could go and talk to your partner and they were giving you like really good, attuned, connected responses that made sense, you wouldn't be checking. You would not be checking. So these are, again, just some ways to start noticing like, okay, maybe I am dealing with sexual addiction and some form of compulsivity in my relationship, and it is not an excuse, right? It's not an excuse that they get to use, but it's something you need to be aware of and be able to come to accept. And I gotta say, I know I'm gonna get a lot of bad, feedback for this one, but I gotta say, I think this is good news. I think it is good news because me personally, I would much prefer to know that my partner had the disease of addiction, which is extremely treatable, than something else. Okay? Please give me an addict over a narcissist any day of the week. Okay? Because if I come to find that it's a personality disorder or something more deep or something more insidious or something more ingrained or something more pathological that can't be treated, now that's scary. Okay. And sometimes that is what we find, but most of the time not. So I really do say that to be encouraging. I know it's hard to hear that. So I do. I honor all the emotions and feelings and sensations that come up when you hear these words. But if any of this resonated for you, please reach out for help. Please reach out to us if you've got some deeper level or more personal questions. We'd be happy to engage with you on that, answer some of those questions. And if you're interested in one of the workshops offered by my private practice, Resolve Strategies Inc., you can check that out on our website, which is www.resolvestrategiesinc.com. Thanks so much. And private messages go to www.lightninginabottle.biz. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great week.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.